Malaysia's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. Thank you for joining us once again. You've been with me since 5 a.m. Kai. Current person, though, thank you so much for always being here. Appreciate you a whole lot. I mean, come on. Since 5 a.m., some even before 5, before I even came on, they were here. I'd like to say thank you. And thank you for making this show the most listened to current affairs show on radio in Lagos. I want to say thank you for that. Appreciate it. Let's begin by hunting. Let's go hunt. Yeah? Let's go hunt. Lagos, Nigeria. So, if you are a hunter, those that hunt, they know. They know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you don't know, I think it's very late for you to start saying, what's he talking about? It's very late. So, hunters! Ahoo! Now, this is what we're looking for, huh? You are going to go and find clickable picture of the Ikoyi Link Bridge. That is what you're looking for. A clickable picture of the Ikoyi Link Bridge. That's all, huh? Best of luck to you. The first person to complete the entire process wins 5,000 naira on the Crossfire today. Best of luck to all of you. Now let's begin. We have been through Road to 2023, bringing you candidates in next year's election, week in, week out, driving conversations around the elections on all our shows, especially most of our shows, basically. And we want to say that, hey, follow us because we are not stopping yet. Campaign starts at on September 28th. And the reason we're doing this is so we can bring these candidates very close to you. You can ask them your questions. We here on Nigeria Info want to drive the narrative of issue-based campaign, not mudslinging, not dragging, all of those things. They won't change anything. But when you bring candidates up on the radio or on TV or in the papers or at village square or town hall meetings and all of those things, and you ask them direct questions, so you can hold them accountable. But more often than not that you see around is that they distract you with this one said I am this, that one said I am this. It's all distraction. Let's not stay distracted. Let's stay focused and ask the right questions. Research has shown Nigeria is yet to achieve gender parity in political representation at national level, despite global campaigns for gender equality. Now, findings have revealed that males constitute about 94.2% of the members of the National Assembly in the periods from 1999 up until 2015, on the average, that is, on the average, while female participation remained low at 5.8%, according to the MBS. In Lagos here, according to the 2018 research, women's political representation in Lagos here has failed to achieve 30% women representation in the state, which is quite abysmal. And it's not that we don't have women come out to vie for one position or the other. I mean, we've brought a couple of them here on this program before, but we'll continue in that trajectory because today on the show we have a female who is vying to be a member of the Lagos State House of Assembly to go represent Alimosho Constituency 2. Her name is Abiodun Islamiyah Adebowale on the platform of the New Nigeria People's Party, NNPP. She joins me live in the studio this morning. Islamiyah, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir, and thanks for having me here.
It's good to have you here.
It's a pleasure.
All right, so let's begin. Let's begin with your aspiration. Is this your first time vying for public office?
Yes.
Have you been into public service before?
Well, not really. I have not really been into public service, but I have...
Kindly come close to the mic, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you haven't really been in public service before.
Yes, but however, I have volunteered for several organizations, both religious and non-religious.
Okay.
NGOs and the likes.
In service of humanity.
Yes, in service to humanity.
In service, okay. Yes. Now, let's begin by saying that what area constitutes Alimosho 2, if we may ask, so that because your people are listening right now and they want to know whether you represent them or not.
Okay. Alimosho Constituency 2, we have places like Abulodu. We actually have words like Abaranje, Egon, Ikotun, Agodo, Isheri, Idimu, and the likes. So those are the areas that actually
Alimosho Constituency too.
Yes.
Why do you want to go to the National Assembly? Some would have said, why can't you go for councillorship, chairmanship of your area? Why the state assembly? Why?
Well, you know, there are three main functions of representatives at the national state house of assembly,
right?
Which is representation, lawmaking, and oversight. So I want to be the voice of the people in my constituency. As a female, I have, apart from being a mother, as a female, I have that empathy. I have, you see, over the years, it is so unfortunate that as young as I am, I have witnessed a time in this country when an average Nigerian family would be able to at least feed themselves conveniently, clothe themselves, and house themselves. And at the same time, as young as I am too, it is quite unfortunate that this is the situation we have found ourselves. And at some point, I had to talk to myself. Like I said earlier, I have been volunteering for several organizations, especially those that has to do with women, children, and the youth. I've always been passionate about the family. So at some point, I had to talk to myself. I felt that urge that instead of all of us just sitting here lamenting, we keep lamenting, we keep complaining. Why don't I be the voice of the people within my constituency?
Okay.
And that urge, the urge to do this, has been on for some time. And I felt this is the time to do that.
Let's get to know you a bit before I go to my next question, which is about, you know, how familiar are you with the people of your constituency? Because politics is about numbers, really. It's about how much votes you can garner when the day comes. But let's get to know you a little bit, the school you went to, the abridged version, as to what you feel that you can share.
Okay. Well, Islamiyah Adebo Ali is a broadcast journalist, a certified marriage counselor, a businesswoman, and a healthy living advocate. So I have, like I said earlier, I live within Alimosho.
Okay.
I have served in various capacities, both within and outside Alimosho.
Okay.
And most importantly, I have been involved in community projects and mobilization.
Okay.
Coincidentally, my husband is a community leader in my area. He is a CDA chairman of my community. So I have contributed my own quota to the upliftment and development of that area, that particular area.
Okay.
So I know what the people want. I know where the shoe, you know, stinks the people. And even outside Alimosho, like I have said, I have volunteered for various organizations, NGOs, religious organizations. I am a strong member of Ansaruddin Society of Nigeria.
Okay.
One's Anamira, a female leader, if I may say. I have volunteered for several organizations, Resource Solution, Esther Ogu Human Rights, and some others.
Okay.
So I know what the people want. As a woman, I have listened, and even as a counselor, I have listened with so much empathy to the complaints and lamentations of people, especially women. And I feel I should be their voice. And that is why I have decided to, you know, contest in this forthcoming election.
How I mean, NNPP is rarely a famous party here in Lagos. No offense. People know PDP, APC, maybe LP now, that's Labour, you know, because of who. The reason I'm asking is, why not any of these known parties? Why NNPP? And do you think that you're that popular at the grassroots to want to go on the platform of NNPP to achieve your desired goal?
Well, as far as I know, 2023, I believe, is going to be a shocker as far as Nigerian elections is concerned.
Okay.
Because the people are beginning to get aware of what they really want. There has been a lot of reorientations going on amongst the people. I have observed that a lot of people now intend to do power politics and not party politics. And I also want to leverage on my popularity within my community.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, I have served in various capacities. And
so,
I have
so
the trust of
you.
My people. And so far, so good. I have taken some efforts to visit the various stakeholders within the community. And so far, so good. The response has been positive. So I think I have an edge there, especially being a woman.
Okay. All right. That's a card. Shall we play that?
Let's play.
Okay. All right. Aisha in Alimwasho 2, Islamia is here. I would like you to chime in. Ask her any question that you like to ask her. She's vying to go and represent you at the State House Assembly. If you're watching online, you're welcome. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3. You can call my line 0700-993-993-993. That's the telephone line in the studio here. But I want to dig in now. There are different challenges that Alimwasho is encountered with, some of which you are more familiar with. If you were to, if you happen to get the votes of your people, which would you say amongst the list of the challenges Alimwasho is dealing with, that's two now, which would you say will be your first protocol to either tackle through legislation or otherwise?
My first point of call will be the family.
Okay.
Because the family is the bedrock of every society. You and I, just like every other person, comes from one family or the other. And it is no gainsaying to say that when the family is good, the society, the community will be peaceful.
Okay.
And when the community is peaceful, the nation as a whole stands to get a lot of development. So my main focus will be the family, especially the women and the children.
What exactly do you have in mind?
Fantastic. So what I intend to do is not just to take care of them financially,
okay,
but to also, you know, get involved in the day-to-day activities of the women,
okay,
in terms of their health, physical, you know, and financial aspects too. The first thing I'd like to mention is the men are going through a lot,
okay,
and the women are the pillars of the home. When the pillars turn firm, definitely the home will be a better place to be. So my major concern as far as the women is concerned,
okay,
is to ensure that at least to the best of my ability, every woman, if not all, most women in Alimwasho have something they do to get to at least be able to put something on the table in their family. It is not everybody that wants to do a white collar job. It is not, especially women. It is not every woman that loves to go out in the morning and come back at night. So there are several avenues I intend to explore.
Okay.
If you, some of them would actually be willing to go through vocational trainings.
Right.
Some of them wants to acquire skills that will help them stand on their feet. That is for the women.
So that's largely women empowerment.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also concerned about their health.
Okay.
If you look at it today, a lot of women are going through different, you know, ailments, one ailment or the other.
Right.
Women are going through a lot. So I want to take, I am not a medical doctor, but I think I added it when I was making my introduction that I'm a healthy living advocate too.
Yes, you said so.
So I intend to take care of their health too, to let them know nutritional value, nutritional foods that will assist them to stay healthy I also intend to, you know, facilitate a center that will take care of women mentally, physically, and in terms of their fitness.
Okay.
Women need to go through daily exercises. Some women don't even know that they need to exercise their body. When you talk, when you go through, try to go through the root of, you know, several ailments we have in the country today, mm-hmm. or all over the globe. Exercise and diet plays a lot of role, a very crucial role mm-hmm. in our health, you know, in this, within the society. So I intend to take care of that too.
Okay.
Facilitate
health.
A center, yes,
okay.
that will take care of that too.
Right.
And for the youth, for the children, education is very, very paramount.
Mm.
A teacher of mine once said that the greatness of a society is not determined by the vastness of their landmass or the material resources they have.
Right.
But rather, the greatness of a society could be determined by the human resources they have, the level of the human resources, the quality of the human resources they have.
Right.
And that has to do with quality education. So there is no two ways about it. Education plays a very vital role in nation development. So that is for the children. Then counseling too. A lot of women, children, youth needs counseling. That is also part of what that center will be taking care of. Then as for the youths, if we look at it today, a lot of our youths have been engaged in several vices,
okay.
from drug abuse to cultism and all that. So this is one of the things that the center will be taking care of, that I intend to take care of anyway,
okay.
God willing. These children need to be reorientated.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, the family is the bedrock. So all this starts from the family.
Okay.
When the family is well taken care of, this also extends to the children and the youth. So for those that are already, you know, engaged in such vices, the next thing is to get them reorientated.
Okay.
De-educate them, then re-educate them.
Okay.
Get them reorientated and get them to get engaged. Like the saying goes that an idle hand is the devil's workshop. If we get these youths engaged, either through vocational skills, you know, there are a lot of ways to go about it.
Yeah.
Coding, some of them could do well if they are exposed to computer training.
Yeah.
So those are some even sports.
Mm.
So those are some of the things I intend to do to assist my people as far as their well-being is concerned.
Because of time, I may not be able to take a call right now, but I can ask you further questions before we head out to our first break this morning. And my next question is, I'm all for, you know, women empowerment, healthcare, the children welfare, the youths, the center, you know, great idea and all of that. But don't you have anything for the men?
I do.
Tell me about it.
Yes. Why I said I do. All this I have put on the table is actually...
Hold on, Samia. Road to 2023, live from our studios here on Nigeria Info 99.3. Lagos, how are you doing? Ali Mosho 2, you are on the table this morning, and we have a House of Assembly candidates on the platform of the NNPP, New Nigeria People's Party, on the show this morning. And she's been speaking to us about her plans for your constituency. If you are in Ali Mosho 2, Abiodun Islami Adebowale is here this morning, and you can ask her any question whatsoever. She's on the hot seat, so feel free to ask her any question whatsoever as regards your constituency too. Samia, thank you again for coming through. Before the break, we were talking about your plan for the men.
Yes. First, I would like to state that all the provisions that I intend to have or give the women and the children is actually going to be a relief
for the men.
For the men.
Mm.
It's just like taking it off their neck.
Mm.
Because if I don't do it, if no one does it, it is their responsibility.
Mm.
So they are going to be benefiting from that. Then coupled with that too, the center, that's what I said, it's going to be for women, children and the youth.
Right.
Would also be able to accommodate the men as well. But majorly, it will be for children, women, and the youth.
Indeed.
So,
sincerely speaking, yeah,
I don't have any special provision
for the men.
For the men, apart from the fact that I intend to lift the burden. Which I think is not a bad one.
Listen, I admire your courage and your sincerity in putting all of these things together, because some would have been thinking right there, right now, on what to say just to appeal to the men folks. I really, really admire that. Let me come to the telephone lines to come take questions from Alimosha people. If you are not in Alimosha too and you have questions for her as well, I wouldn't mind hearing your question, but please, when you're calling, just go straight to the point. We'd appreciate it a lot. And please turn off your radio. It's very, very important. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Akin.
Akin, welcome.
Yeah, I live in Alimosha too, where she wants to represent.
Okay.
I know our party, New Nigeria People's Party, quite well.
Okay.
But I am a bit disappointed in what she said.
Okay, what's that?
Now, we're not disappointed. She didn't quite meet my expectation. If you live in Alimosha and you want to represent Alimosha,
right,
I would rather you talk about issues about bad roads, issues about the environment. These are pressing issues. Issues about flooding. What are you talking about? I don't know. If this priority, then she needs to set it back again.
Okay.
I need more short to
flooding
of infrastructure.
Flooding, no, bad roads. And general infrastructure. Thank you so
that's
much.
My honest advice. Oh. Environment.
Trust me, that's invaluable. Isamiya, you heard?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the caller. It was actually an oversight. The environment, with all sense of sincerity, the environment has actually been part of my major core areas.
Okay.
The environment. Sincerely, I have not really put so much consideration into the bad roads. I'm a very sincere person. As much as I have it in mind,
yeah,
that I will try as much as possible to influence, you know, repairing the bad roads. But my major...
It's not that you're the one that would fix it.
No, yes. It's not my own job to fix it.
Okay.
As a legislator. I can only influence.
Okay. All right.
Yes. It has always been on my mind to do that.
Okay.
But sincerely, the environment is part of my major core areas. Yes. So I really appreciate the last caller.
Okay, all right. Let's take another call, and then I'll go to Facebook to go take some messages. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, please.
Okay, this is Samuel.
Samuel, welcome. Talk to me.
Yes. Okay, good morning, Jester. Okay, I need to back up with the last caller. Honestly, even though it is not peculiar to Alimosha alone, but I think the most, a pressing issue we have over there is bad roads.
Bad roads.
And it's not only, I'm telling you, because if that one is stopped, you know, I think that could have perhaps taken almost 50% of the problem everybody is there.
Okay.
I mean, we know electricity is being privatized. We know water, that's potable water.
Yeah.
That one is being taken by individual. But, I mean, both the rich and the poor, you know, use that same road. And, you know, we are not even talking about, you know, interland. We're not talking about, you know, a satellite town. Alimosha, of course, you know, she will know the Abule Odu. That's where my area and Isheri side. All those great lands and all that. For the past, even though before I got there, for the past 20 years, you asked, we make an inquiry, and it has been like that. And this is a place that is not too far, you know, from the city center. So the point is that what has been your, I mean, what would be your effort or what strategy would you put in place? So I know it's not your core responsibility to, you know, maybe that is why it's been neglected. But
right.
I think if you could shed more light on this, let us roll out what strategy would you have in place, you know, to alleviate or to touch down on this
these issues.
Thank
right.
You.
Thank you so much for calling. Before you answer that, Islamia, let me drop this in between his thoughts. This individual on Facebook, Emmanuel, says Alimosha is the most is the dirtiest place, let's put it that way, in Lagos. Agbero is on the increase. How would you suppose these issues are tackled? You can lump that with the caller's concerns as well.
Thank you so much. For the first question, I quite appreciate the last caller for, you know, trying to clarify and appreciate the fact that it is not my own duty as a lawmaker, you know, to mend the roads or you know, build roads. But however, I would, in my own capacity as a representative of the people of Alimosho Constituency, to try to influence a possibility of mending that road.
Okay.
And repairing all the roads. It is true and it is of actual fact that most of the roads in Alimosho are very bad. Like I told someone yesterday, I said, as much as I try to avoid saying things or doing things that are controversial, especially as far as, you know, the incumbent
administration
is concerned.
Right.
And that was why I've been trying to kind of dodge that area, because there's no way I would want to talk on it that I would not, you know, want to expose certain things.
Is that on politics, though?
Yes. Coincidentally,
is that on politics? Like, talk about the ills and why you're coming in and what motivates you.
Yes. So, coincidentally, I live within the same community with the incumbent. So, I know...
That's Kehinde Joseph.
Yes, Kehinde Joseph.
Okay.
So, I know what goes on there. The level of development and everything. So the impact of the incumbent is not even felt within the community. So, and that is one of the reasons I have been trying to, you know, avoid that part of the conversation.
So it doesn't look like you're here to attack him?
No, I don't want to attack. I was not trained that way. But at the same time, when it's time to say the truth, it needs to be said.
All right.
Then for the second one.
Yes.
Which is
dirty part.
Yes, like I said earlier, not mentioning the environment as part of my core areas was actually an oversight. I forgot. That's just the truth. So the environment has always been part of my major concerns as far as Alimosho is concerned. You know, the last caller that said Alimosho is one of the dirtiest areas in Lagos actually said it rightly. Alimosho is very dirty, and one of the things I intend to do to facilitate is to ensure that the waste management agencies are taking up their responsibilities the way it should be. That is one of the major challenges we have as far as the environment is concerned.
Do you think the Lagos Area Assembly members there have been up and doing in holding in their oversight duties, oversight functions? If you look at the state of Lagos right now, different ministries, agencies, departments, do you think they've done what they're supposed to do over the years?
Well, they are trying, they have been trying, but I think it is not up to what is expected from them. They are doing well. The Lagos State Government, I would give kudos to the Lagos State Government as far as youth empowerment, women, and all that is concerned. But when it comes to projects like the environment and the road infrastructural development, I'm sorry to say that they are not doing up to expectation.
Okay. If eventually you get into the House, you're going to be a minority.
I know.
Some of these projects that you have in mind, you're going to have to, you know, do a lot in getting these things. Do you have any bills in mind that you'd like to push once, if eventually you get in?
Yes.
Are there laws that you're thinking of pushing through?
Yes, well, there are two. There are actually three. At the moment, the third one is not coming, but the major two ones that I have in mind is, first, that I want to push that there should be at least a library in every community within Alimosho within Lagos State.
Within Lagos.
Lagos State.
A library. Okay.
Then a counseling center.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That.
Then the third one, which I intend to push, is that for every community, there should be an accountable center where all public, you know, service officers who would be accountable for what they do?
How do you mean? How would that work?
Fine. Mm. Like I just mentioned, that the waste management agencies are not doing up to their expectation. As far as, at least I can speak for Alimosho.
Okay.
As far as Alimosho is concerned, the impact of the waste management agency, I can say, is not really well felt. Mm. You could have lumps of, you know,
refuse
for weeks.
Everywhere.
Scattered everywhere. But because they are not coming to pick them up, I can't say that, you know, the members of the community have tried 100%, but so far so good.
Mm.
I think they have tried in that aspect by trying to get their wastes together, expecting, you know, the waste management agencies to come and pick it up.
Mm.
All this is majorly as a result of the fact that they are not there when they are expected.
Okay.
So before you know it, the whole thing gets scattered and the environment gets dirty. The gutters everywhere.
Mm.
Then I also want to push that the one we usually have at the end of the month, every last Saturday,
right,
for environmental sanitation, I think we should do more. Mm. There should be a day at least in a month, or even twice in a month, that should be set aside for people to clean their environments.
Mm.
It is very, very important. Just like the saying goes that cleanliness is next to godliness. The environment is one of the key areas of my concern.
Indeed. I'm going to head back to the telephone now to hear from your constituent as well. Feel free, if you are in Alimosho too, feel free to call Isamiya. Isamiya, after a few calls, I'll come to you on the issue of building collapses. Alimosho, if you must know, tops the list on the list of local government areas with the highest number of building collapses. And what would you suppose the lawmakers, state legislators, do about this? Yes, the executive, this could fall on their laps totally and completely, but then there is an oversight and there are committees in the House of Assembly that are supposed to, you know, conduct different activities in these areas as well. I'll come to you on that in a moment. But let's go to your constituents. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, Joy. To you. Morning. Welcome, Joy.
Okay. I would like to say, I don't want to be very harsh, but I'm a little disappointed when he said that the present government have tried in the area of the youth and what they've been doing. So are you saying that you're happy with the agbiros you have scattered all over the place running about? Are you saying you're very pleased with that? Because these are one of the menaces we are having in our environment in Lagos. So, and some of the things you say you want to do, to me, I feel it's not well articulated. And I don't know. That's for me. I don't know if Abilegwa is part of Alimosho too or something. But with some of the things you're reading out, I really don't know.
Okay. Thank you, Joy. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm Femi calling from Ikota.
Calling from where?
Ikota.
Ikota.
Ikotun.
Ikotun, okay. Femi,
yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I want to come in and give this money for what I have said so far. Please, I want to correct this. I think she kept on apologizing that I'm talking about what you call the bad roads in Alimosho. I think she's been able to answer the questions that you asked her. So I think it's because you have not asked her the question about the roles, the bad roles, and maybe the waste of the thing in Alimosho. That's why she's been unable to answer the question or to talk about that.
Okay.
But she kept on saying overside.
Okay.
That aside, I think I also want to say this. Before the show ends, let me help you, Sheriff, to put this question to her. Aspect, or let me say, angle to Okada ban in Lagos State. So I want her to talk on that.
On the Okada ban. Okay. Thank you for calling me. And just so we're very clear, I didn't ask her about the roads because I actually am aware that that's not her job. Her job is lawmaking and oversight and the rest of them. So that's why I did not ask her. And the reason why we're talking about the road and infrastructure is because a caller called in, you know, to put that out there. I wasn't going to ask her that because, to be honest with you, it's not her job. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Daniel Mukoro on the line.
Mr. Daniel, welcome.
Yeah, you're... your visitor has spoken well. But, you know, like the saying goes, it's easier said than gone. You discover that most of the time, the politicians, they come up with a very vibrant, point, a well-articulated point, and agenda. But by the time they get there, to implement it becomes a case. But I was listening to the list she mentioned. I discovered that some areas that she did not mention, like Sherry Osun, that is precisely White Sand. Is it that White Sand is not in the map of Nigeria?
Precise. All right, thank you for calling. I think your point is noted. So you left out the area.
Yeah, I didn't mention everything.
Okay.
I didn't mention everything.
But it's not that you're going to leave them out. Totally.
No, not at all. I know very well that White Sand is one of the most challenged areas.
Okay.
In Alimosho. Yes.
Now, what's their biggest challenge there?
The road infrastructure.
Okay.
The Same impact one. Of governance is not really well felt in that area.
In White Sand.
That I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. A caller said earlier about Okada ban. What's your position on that?
Well, very well. I am so happy.
Okay.
I am delighted. At least that is one of the things I should give kudos to. To the Lagos state government. Initially, when it all started, I felt it was business as usual. That later they would change their stand on the ban. Okay. As far as the Lagos state is concerned, they've been able to stand firm. And you see, except we fail to face the reality. Ever since the ban of this Okada, there has been quite a lot of sanity.
Okay.
Within the environment that it has been banned. The menace, yes, I understand that because of the traffic situation we have, particularly in Lagos, there is need for us to have an easier way to get along.
Yeah.
But if we have to compare the menace, that is the advantage and the disadvantage of this Okada ban.
Right.
I think the disadvantage is far outweighs the advantage. The menace that has been, constituted by this Okada men from stealing, they even used it to kidnap. Kidnapping, accidents. You have quite a number of people that have either lost their lives or suffered one form or the other. Yes, as a result of Okada accidents. Most of them are so reckless. However, I think it is also worthy of mention that there is need for the government to reorientate these people. Because it is the same people, majority of them have now diverted to, these, minibus, Koropwe, the ones we called. They are the ones you mostly find behind the wheels now. So it is the same mentality, this same psyche that it take into the Koropwe. So I think they should have been reorientated before allowing them to diversify.
We'll leave it here for today. All I can say to you, Islamia, is best of luck to you. We thank you for coming through, asking all of these, answering all of these questions. I must say, Abiodun Islamia Adebowale is the House of Assembly candidate for the New Nigeria People's Party in Alimosho Constituency 2. Thank you so much for coming around.
You're most welcome. It's a pleasure. And I think before I go, there was something they call
out. Islami, I really have to go. Okay. I really must go.
All right.
Lagos, that's our show, right? The winner of our treasure hunt, your name is Igu Basil. That's your name, Igu Basil. Congratulations to you, won 5,000 there. I am Sheriff Quadri. I'll be on the radio again tomorrow morning for Open Mic Thursday. Yes, it's going to be fun. Good morning to you, and bye for now.